So the role of the auditor, as we all know, has come under increased scrutiny over the last 30 years or so due to the high-profile, economically damaging fraud cases such as Enron that we all know about. So what we've got to do, though, is try and regain the trust in auditors, in our profession, both nationally and internationally. And states and standard setters and regulators have tried to do this by introducing three initiatives, really. The first one, to harmonise auditing procedures, so that users of audits are confident in the nature of audits being conducted around the world, so everybody using the same audit procedures. A focus also on audit quality, so the expectations of users are met, so high quality control. And finally, an adherence to a strict ethical code of conduct. Try to improve the perception that auditors really are independent, unbiased service providers. And in order to achieve this, practitioners have now got three sets of rules really to follow. A code of ethics for professional accountants, auditing standards, particularly ISAs, and national corporate law, including regulations about corporate governance as well.